is February 12, 1992. Shirley Bradley and Lisa Fine, and we're talking to Hilda Smith, a retired Rio employee, and we're speaking to her at Tender Care West, Starkweather Avenue, Lansing, Michigan, and we're going to speak with her about her memories of the days when she worked for the Rio Motor Car Company. Hilda, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. We want to talk to you about your days when you worked for Rio, but before that, we'd like to know where you were born and were you born on a farm or?
I was born in Lansing, Arizona, Shepherd, Michigan.
Shepherd, Michigan?
Shepherd, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Until I was 9 years old, then I came to Lansing.
You came to Lansing at 9 years old with your family.
9 years old.
And how big a family did you have?
I'm next to the oldest of 13.
13 children.
13.
What did your father do?
He worked for John Daly.
John Daly. What, was that a business?
Equipment.
Oh, it made equipment.
Mm-hmm. For the farm?
Lumber.
Lumber.
That was here in Lansing?
Pardon?
That was here in Lansing?
Yes, right.
Uh-huh.
Right downtown then.
Oh, right downtown in Lansing then. When were you born, Hilda?
May 18th, 1896.
1896. Golly, that was before we had cars on the streets, wasn't it?
Pardon?
That was before Ari Olds had his first car out on the street, wasn't it?
I'm 95 years old.
Well, bless your heart. Next week, you say?
May 18th.
May 18th.
May 18th. Oh, I'm sorry. You told me that and I forgot it. How did you happen to go to work for Rio?
Well, long story, short end. I went to
were you in high school before you went to work?
I never went to only 8th grade.
Oh, you went to the 8th grade. And then you went to work after the 8th grade?
I went to work at Rio.
At Rio.
What did you do there, Hilda?
I worked 40 years in one spot at Rio.
What did you do? What kind of a job did you have?
Talked.
You talked? Did you work?
Interview.
Interview? You
interview
were
workers coming
interview.
In?
Interview new workers.
But I had 40 years of it.
What year was that when you started there?
Pardon?
What year did you start at Rio? What year did you start working at the Rio?
Nineteen twenty-three to 1964. Uh-huh.
My goodness. Was it a good place to work?
Very.
Do you remember who you worked for?
Oh, definitely. Because it was people that I had known for all those years.
And you worked in the personnel office?
That's right.
And you helped hire people?
No, I talked. I interviewed.
I see. My father worked at Rio, and he says that you interviewed him when he got his job.
Who's your father?
Well, you probably won't remember him, but his name was Russell Alberts.
Who?
Russell Alberts.
and he worked, he painted cars, painted trucks.
Russell?
Alberts. It was a long time ago.
Well, this was a long time ago.
Yeah, sure it was. Yes.
23. My mouth's so dry.
Would you like a drink of water?
I'm not crazy about the water, but...
You're not crazy about it, okay.
Thank you.
While she's having her drink, what would you like me to ask?
How she got the job, and there's a couple of other things. I can come in, too. I can come in closer, okay?
Let's move this back. I wonder if it would be helpful, too, to be looking through the notebook. Maybe some of the pictures would jog her
memory. Oh, is that what you were asking me for?
Yeah.
Oh, there's my
test. This is your book. Oh, and it says, "This is your life, Hilda Smith."
This is right. And yours also, President Bush.
Oh, yes. And this is you.
This is me the day of my retirement.
My, weren't you a pretty lady. Flowers? Were you happy about retiring?
Yes, because I went home to take care of my mother.
Oh, you did?
And she was a darling woman.
Was she?
A darling woman.
Now, let's see. Who have we got here?
An interviewer.
These, you worked with these people? With J.L. Lillis and Mrs. George Collins?
And the woman up at the top.
You
there
worked
was a
with
pianist, and she played it. She came in and played the organ and the piano for us.
She played in the piano? Did she play at the clubhouse?
Pardon?
Was that at the clubhouse? Did she come to the clubhouse to play?
Yes.
She did.
I wish I could.
That's very heavy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very heavy.
Maybe we can fix it here.
Just slide it along.
Maybe, yeah.
It's a big thing and a heavy thing.
It is heavy. Let me help you turn it.
This is Clem White.
Clem White?
Clem White.
What did he do?
He was real.
In the welfare department?
Well, they finally ended up by calling it a welfare department.
Oh. What did they
but
do?
He was a wonderful man.
Was he? What did they do in the welfare department?
He was a boss.
Oh, what would they do for the worker?
Pardon?
What would they do for the Rio worker? How could they help someone that worked at Rio in the welfare department?
Well, of course, welfare department was taking care of all these people that couldn't do anything for themselves.
Someone that had been hurt on the job, maybe?
Pardon?
Maybe someone that had gotten hurt on the job?
Oh, these are all old bosses.
I see. Cy Rath.
That's
a
Cy Rath.
Yeah. Okay, picture. I'll be glad to look at this later. Mm-hmm. And this is a wonderful book. George Piers. Is that, this must be who this is.
Isn't he handsome, man?
Yes, he is. What did he do?
He was one of my bosses.
One of your bosses in personnel. And this is Jerry Byrne. Oh, I see. We're right here.
Here.
This is George Byrne.
Bob Crosby.
Bob Crosby.
a wonderful athlete.
Wonderful what?
Athlete.
Oh, a wonderful athlete.
Did he play on Rio teams? Was he on the Rio teams?
Did he play on one of the Rio teams?
Pardon?
Did he play on one of the Rio teams, like bowling or baseball?
Baseball.
Oh, sure.
Oh, he did. He played on it?
Baseball.
And who have we got?
All-American boy.
Jack Armstrong.
And there's the most wonderful man.
Now, who was that? Al Brown?
Pardon?
That's Al Brown.
He died years ago.
Did he? And he was your boss?
Oh, come on, he old. Let me get...
Let me talk football.
But I don't read good because I can't see.
Apparently he wanted to talk about football a lot, huh?
Oh, sure. He's an awful nice man. There's my little Mississippi Miss.
And that is...
She lived in Mississippi.
And she worked
and
in first
she,
aid? Did she work in first aid?
No, she was in employment.
Employment?
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Moved to Michigan. Then she married, lived to see John.
Mm-hmm.
And they moved to Michigan when he was released. Did you ever hear anything about Matt Collins?
Matt Collins?
A
no.
Singer?
No.
Well, I have their wedding picture.
Oh.
One Maganelle's.
She must have been a very popular employee there. Mm-hmm. My dad still speaks of her with affection.
What's this?
These are Christmas baskets.
Oh. What were they doing?
I was crossing, believe it or not, putting up Christmas baskets, and these were the ones that were doing the work.
You were bossing all those guys, huh?
This is the president of the company.
Oh, Zenon
Hansen.
Hansen, yes.
That's right.
Was he a good boss?
Very.
Very good. Who was that?
He liked me.
Oh, he did.
So many good. That's Ray O'Brien, Bob Burgress. I can't remember all of them.
That's all right. That's all right.
Charlie Cook. Ray Reed.
This looks like...
They were a great bunch of fellows.
And the Christmas baskets, who were they for?
Oh, our employees had to have something to eat.
Hard times, having hard times in their families.
My leg's giving up.
Okay.
You want a chair?
No, I just want to stand up. I think that needs to be moved. It's going to get folded in the corner.
Yeah, okay.
There. How's that?
And that was for a short time.
Oh, uh-huh.
We went to First Church.
Oh, I see.
But I was with one of the organizers of North Presbyterian Church.
North Presbyterian
Well,
Church.
Well, it's North Presbyterian now.
Oh.
It was at that time. It was Franklin Avenue.
Franklin Avenue.
Oh, that was Franklin Avenue. Now it's Grand River.
At Grand River.
Yeah. Yes, they did change it, didn't they?
And I lived across the street from there for years.
Oh, you did? Is that where you lived when you worked at Rio?
Pardon?
Did you live across the street from that when you worked at Rio? Oh, that's all right. Don't worry about it.
That's too far ago.
Too long ago. Okay.
There's my family.
Oh, what a beautiful family. Are you in this picture?
My mother and my father.
Oh, what a beautiful family. Which one is you?
Well, nearly everybody can guess.
See, I said she was the youngest.
No,
right here.
That?
No, it's my baby sister.
That's your baby sister.
She's now 72 years old.
That's my guess.
No, I think maybe it's this lady.
That's what I thought.
Right. There.
And this is May.
May, okay.
This is Hazel.
What a beautiful family.
Oh, it sure is a beautiful family.
Maxine.
And these are the babies in the family, huh?
That's right.
My goodness, your mother was busy raising all these children.
And after she quit raising children, she went to work.
What did she do?
She used to work at Lewis Brothers.
What kind of a... Was she a secretary?
No. At... Was a men's clothing department.
Oh, was that downtown in Lansing?
Downtown.
Downtown in Lansing.
On Washington Avenue.
Washington Avenue. Did she work there for a long time?
Oh, yes.
All the time you children were growing up, maybe, huh? This is Bob Burggraff.
Yep.
Now, what did he do?
He was a boss.
Everybody was a boss, huh?
Yeah.
You had all these bosses. My goodness.
He was a boss.
In where you were in personnel?
Pardon?
He was a boss in personnel?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
After he was gone, somebody else was there.
I see.
This was the president of the company.
It's Mr. Hansen.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Hansen.
Yes. Was he? He was good to work for.
He liked me, and I liked him.
Well, that's nice.
Oh, and they wrote a song.
My goodness.
Written by
you.
One of the men in the plant.
Oh, really?
I can't read it.
That's all right. We can read it later. This is you right here, isn't it?
Yep. I see that.
Oh, pussycat. Yeah.
That's his first group of retirees.
These are all people that retired from Rio?
All at one time.
All at one time?
170-some.
1952.
It was...
Production workers and supervisors and everybody, huh?
Workers.
Workers, production workers.
In the factory.
No.
No?
Well, we did what you call production workers.
Oh, but they worked down in the factory.
But they worked, yes.
I see.
Okay.
Miss Fernplace Way. Oh, yes. Wasn't she pretty?
And this who was
this? Old-time office group.
Real-time office Christmas
when you first
party.
Went to
1927.
Work here. 1927.
Oh, my.
1927.
Lots of girls working there in that office. Are you in this picture? Are you in this picture? Is that you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is that right here? Is that you?
Yes.
Well, I guessed right that time, didn't I?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember, did you have to work 6 days a week or 5 days a week?
Sure.
Lots of work, huh? And this is Fernplace Way.
Fernplace Way. Mm-hmm. Bob Berger.
Henry Nowak.
He died. Quite mm-hmm. some time ago.
We're going to talk to Fern.
Are you
mm-hmm. Yes, hopefully
she's
we
a lovely lady.
Yes,
we heard.
See that she is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She is going to her home?
I think so.
Down on South End?
South End of Lansing. Mm-hmm.
Oh, South End of Lansing.
Oh, there's
Artie.
We met
her. Artie Pappin, the first aid lady.
Yeah, we met her at the Christmas party.
Well, here's Al Axline. What's his name that they kept talking about?
That's Marie Shepherd.
Dolores? Dolores Krieger?
Dolores.
Mm-hmm. And these are nurses in the first aid.
There's the police.
I recognize this name from some of the things I've been reading.
Well, that's that same one.
Oh, Peg Neckwet?
President's secretary.
President's
secretary.
The president's, she was Mr. Hansen's secretary?
President's secretary.
Oh.
Peggy Cat, her name was.
Hmm.
Peggy Cat.
Peggy
Cat. Okay. Yes, Teresa Pitcher. She was the secretary.
She was 64. I'm trying to think who was.
Mm-hmm. And it's Marie. Somebody. Barbara Brown.
What did she do?
She compiled this.
Oh, she did your memory book. I see. And here's a big picture of you. This is your life, Hilda Smith. They gave you a big party, didn't they?
Yeah.
This was 1964.
Pardon?
This was in 1964 when you had this party?
It was my office. My farewell party.
Your farewell party. Let's see.
This is more from the party.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
there she is. Oh, this is your sister May?
No,
that looks
May,
like for a place where...
My sister Maxine.
Uh-huh, Maxine. Okay.
This one, the girl was there.
All right.
This is the secretary.
There's Mr. Hansen.
Mr. Hansen.
Is that him, too, right there with you?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm afraid so.
Is he going to give you a big kiss?
Yeah. Yes, my mother and my brother.
Your mother and your brother?
Oh, here.
Oh.
That's my mother.
And she
my
got to see you
Bill.
Retire. How nice.
He's in a nursing home in Florida.
Oh, he is. Now, who was that?
That's Herman Everhardis.
Herman Everhardis? Okay.
He's a football player from Michigan.
Football player from Michigan? Oh, look at this. Look what we've got here. We've got one of your newsletters. Diamond Tees at Work in Australia. They sold trucks in Australia, didn't they? And here's your picture.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Hilda. Thank you. Nice.
Some of the old bosses.
Yes.
Cyrath.
That's Cyrath?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, okay.
Bob Berger.
Were there lots of picnics and things like that when you worked at the Rio?
Oh, yes. We had a lot of fun.
Did you? What'd you do for fun? Did you go down to the clubhouse?
Yeah, we always had something there.
Did you?
Did you see the movies, the moving pictures there? They had they had movies at the clubhouse, right? Didn't they have movies?
Hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. She has a better voice.
I can't. My ear gauge isn't working.
Oh. I just wanted to know they had movies at the clubhouse, right? Movies and music, all sorts of things for people to go to hear.
That's my mother and my sister.
Maybe Kathy can. You want me to ask her? Okay.
Yeah.
When you went to the clubhouse, did you see movies?
See who?
Movies at the clubhouse.
Ruby who?
Did they have movies at the clubhouse? When you went to the clubhouse, did they have movies?
Oh, they had everything.
What all kinds of things did you do? What kinds of things did you do at the clubhouse?
Well, of course, they had everything. They went on and it's real when it's a clubhouse. There's Artie's paper.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's a nurse.
Ask her if all these girls had a club, if they got together.
Hilda, did all you girls have a club and get together a lot? All the gals that work together, did they get together a lot in a club or group?
No. We had other things at home to do.
Okay.
I helped bring up their children.
Okay.
So she was too busy helping at home to
help bring up 13 girls.
Yeah. My goodness, that's a lot. Is there anything that you need for me to
I sure do.
Oh, there's a woman crawling here.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
Oh. Apparently, Hilda didn't take part in some of those things.
She was too busy.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, I think that we probably